Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, a very, very heavy, heavy
rotation. Location of your emergency.
My girlfriend is drunk.
The minority party's demagoguery and demagoguing
charged with one count of aggravated murder.
And he pulled his pants down?
Yabber. Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Radio 4, Patriots by Patriots. And we welcome you to this radio show that goes where no other talk show can go. If you don't believe me, just ask all those other guys. And our number is our Patriot line number, 877-876-7445, 877. I almost did a Serene Branson there, and I don't mean to be funny, you know.
Yeah, you just screwed it up.
I didn't screw anything up, but I almost went 7-4, and I forgot. And God bless her little heart, she's better. The number is 877. Can't remember our phone number. 877-876-7445. Anyway, good evening and welcome to our program. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And a bunch of stuff tonight, not all of it in the headlines, but all of it extremely important to the very survival of our country. Not that I see the country going away anytime soon, like some of our more panicked colleagues, but I do see these little moments, these milestones, these, if you will, turns in the road that we must negotiate if our country is to proceed. This evening on our program, we're going to be talking with David G. Hall, who is our Vice President of Syndication. The Phil Hendry Show is joining with other businesses in a national effort at consulting with and providing to our schools and any other educational effort or entity, materials, monies, whatever they need to continue the education of our kids. And some of that is just good, flat, sit down, and let's talk it out and give you some advice on what it is you can do. And David G. Hall just came back from one of those meetings today. We're going to talk to David about that. And then later on in the program, we have Larry Grover to discuss the House defunding Planned Parenthood. And that is a step toward defunding Planned Parenthood, which some people consider to be the number one provider of abortions in America. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, our Patriot line, and our affiliate spotlight tonight on WQRT 1160 AM in Cincinnati and WWJB in Brooksville, Florida, 1450 AM, and our website is philhendryshow.com. Our website is an essential part of the Phil Hendry Show because it is there that you can watch live streaming video of the show. It is there that you can hear the archives of our radio show going back hundreds of hours. No. Tens of hours. No, I'm afraid not. Thousands of hours. Thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of great archived. And I'm not just talking about radio. I'm talking about great radio. We also have our merchandise shop for our best of CDs. Our shot glass is in. And, of course, we'll have more merchandise available as the summer months proceed. So as we proceed this evening, we're going to get David G. Hall on the line, who, as I mentioned, was in San Francisco today. And we're going to talk a little bit with David, the VP of syndication for our show. And, David, you're a broadcaster meeting exclusively with educators or with other people in business?
No, there were other people, Bill, in the business realm, in the business spheres there, and a lot of people that I knew from broadcasting as well, but people from all over the business community talking with teachers. These are mostly the lower grade teachers, high school, middle school, and elementary school teachers.
What is one of the problems they were telling you that, I know earlier in the week we talked about truancy?
Well, truancy is a very, very big problem with a lot of the public schools. In California, the Anaheim Union High School District is actually now participating in a pilot program that I was listening to some of the people talking about. Truancy is a big problem. Kids skipping class, we recognize that that's a rite of passage for young teenagers, but we need to obviously address that because kids have got to be in school. And as you were talking on the air the other day, we don't need Magic Johnson calling them up. And
you know. Yeah, that was, well, they were talking about celebrities calling the kids and saying good morning. You know.
Yeah, we don't need that. I love Magic Johnson, and I obviously he's a businessman, he's an athlete, and he's all of the great things that we want our young people to be. But we don't need him, not because there's anything wrong with Magic Johnson, but to have a celebrity have to call up and remind your kid to get out of bed. is I think an invasion of our rights as citizens. We have now somebody, an external entity, who is calling up and telling us what we're supposed to do with our kids, get them out of bed, and so on and so forth. So no, we're not going to play that. And we told them that the GPS that has been introduced at Anaheim.
Now tell me about the GPS tracking, because this is something where it is a voluntary program. You folks that are listening at home, listen to this. Any students in the 7th or 8th grades who have four or more unexcused absences over the course of a school year can be put into the Anaheim GPS program, Global Positioning System Technology. This will be assigned. They are assigned a GPS tracking device about the size of a cell phone. They need to use it regularly. And what do they have to do with this?
Well, in the morning on school days, the students will get an automated phone call reminding them that they need to get to school on time. I guess that's part of that. I'm not in favor of that, and a lot of the people that I talked with thought it was a little bit of a gimmick to have Magic Johnson or to have, Charlie Sheen or anybody call up the young people, and especially a guy like Sheen. I've got nothing against Charlie Sheen, but I don't think he's the guy that calls your kid up to remind him to go to school. You know?
No, I agree with you, absolutely.
So, then five times a day, they're required to enter a code that tracks their locations. The problem with this, Phil, is it doesn't go. I think it's an invasion of privacy, and it is an invasion of parental rights to have this child where you carry this thing around with him. It's a cell phone that he has to grab and answer almost as if he is someone's, carry, as we used to say, Phil, you and I were joking, like to carry it somebody's slop jars,
It seems a little subservient.
It seems subservient, and it also, I don't like the idea of my child, and I don't think anybody would like the idea of their child, having to answer the ring of the bell like a Pavlovian dog, and yes, sir, no, sir, I do want them to go to school, and I do want them to attend classes. So that's when we came up. Florian is one of our friends, Bill Florian, who runs, he owns three radio stations in Colorado, and to come up with what we've called the Florian idea, but it's been used before, and that is GPS tracking that you can place on the body of the child. They are not humiliated with the ringing of a phone and having to answer it, and they look like someone's dog. They are simply tracked, and you can manipulate slightly their actions with this device.
Now, what is the tracking device? It's not a cell phone, right?
It's not a cell phone. It is a very, very small implement that is put under the skin of the wrist, or it is very, very tiny, almost a pea-sized, not pea-sized, but circular or sphere-like, like a very, very small BB that is placed under the neck, in the neck, a little bit under the skull. What that does is simply send the message that where the young person is. And
now, you're talking about surgery. Is it major surgery?
No. It's minor surgery. It's outpatient minor surgery. It takes about 3 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes to put this tracking device. The one that goes under the skull is a little different. That is one that can emanate a signal when the young person, and again, we're on a GPS tracking system here. When the young person goes outside of a specific area or goes beyond a specific boundary, it is a vibration. It's not pain, but it's a vibration that is felt on the left side of the face. And let me tell you something. We do not want our young people subjected to some kind of an Orwellian state where ring, 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 and they reach down and they pull out the phone like good little robots.
But you're talking about putting into their bodies tracking devices, and
that's correct.
And one of which goes under the skull and can cause what is this vibration? Where what does that emanate from?
It's an electromagnetic pulse that originates with those that are tracking the GPS. This is all a part of the school district. Okay, These are mothers. These are volunteers. These are grandfathers. These are not, you know, these are not police officers or prison wardens that are sitting there waiting to get their jollies. There's nothing painful about it. What you do, you see the GPS tracking device go beyond this area, and then you can hit this device, and you can send out this electromagnetic pulse, which will vibrate the, as I said, the skin on the left side of the head, and that reminds the student that they've gone beyond.
All right, now let me ask you this, because people are going to be asking this question. I agree with you. I do not want the government tracking my child. I don't want anybody in any official capacity reminding my kid of anything. That's my job. But so why would I want this electromagnetic device?
I'll tell you why. Because you are not humiliating your child by making them respond to a bell like a dog. That's number one. The child this is a child, understand, Phil, underage. So we're dealing with a very precious commodity, our children.
Agreed.
All right. We want them to be safe. We don't want to humiliate them into having to answer the ringing bell of a cell phone like they're some kind of a laboratory, monkey or something. So this tracks them. Now,
all right, what about this BB?
I was going to get to that. Okay, so what that is called, you call it a BB. It's simply an electromagnetic, they call it therapeutic, Phil, in the business. But it's simply a pulsing tracker. Now, that is also, we think, far better for the child. Because if you make a mistake in life, you will have to bear the consequences. If you make a mistake and you go beyond the area of containment where you're supposed to be, you will bear the consequences of this electromagnetic pulse going off, and you will bear the consequences of having, the left side of your face heat up a little bit and vibrate a little bit.
I know you and I are on the same page when it comes to keeping the government out of our homes and off of our backs. I don't see how this does that.
It does do that, and I just explained to you why it does do that, because you're not having the kid answer the bell like a dog, and as far as this GPS tracker goes, it's a physical reminder to the child you're going beyond your allotted area.
And you talked about that today. Let me ask you one more question. Our number, by the way, folks, is 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. What do you think of GPS trackers? Some kind of...
No, the GPS tracker is different from just that device that goes in the wrist.
All right, the device in the wrist simply tells us where the child is.
That is correct. The one that I like, and I think a lot of people that I talk to today like, is that GPS tracker, that device that goes under the skull that can send out an electromagnetic signal that sort of, numbs the left side of the face. It's a physical sensation.
That's the one that bothers me,
But yeah, but why would it bother you? It eliminates Big Brother telling the kid, better answer that phone, boy. We don't want our children.
I understand that, but now what we have is it's almost a secretive.
No, that's secretive. You know that your child has that in his wrist. Now, one of the problems we're having with truancy, Phil, it's either that or it is going back to the phone calls from Magic Johnson, but they're going to do one or the other. We can't allow truancy to continue. The government is going to step in, so we have to be proactive as business people and say, all right, Big Brother, you can stay where you are. We don't need your help. We don't need you messing more things up. We'll take it from here. And we can contract with these different companies that make these devices, have them put into the bodies of our children. We decide when we activate the GPS trackers, and there's no cop. These are all friends and neighbors.
If I've got a friend and a neighbor sitting there, and they're looking at the GPS tracker on my kid, and they decide to push the button if my kid goes too far beyond, where they're supposed to be.
Well, it's either that or you've got a cop, and I say this with the greatest of respect to our police. They're wonderful guys. Some of them are well, I shouldn't say anything. Some of them are a little sadistic. And
All right, hold the line here. Our number is 877-876-7445 as we talk with David G. Hall about tracking students who are truant. Is it time to use GPS tracking devices? We don't want celebrities calling them. We don't want the school calling them. Do we put GPS tracking devices literally into the bodies of our children? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Radio for Patriots by Patriots. David, you were saying about Wisconsin?
Yeah, I watch what's going on in Wisconsin on my television set, and I look at these individuals, irresponsible. They think they're in the middle of Berkeley 1965. They have no idea what it is they're doing. And I wonder how many of these people, when they were in high school, how many of them attended class? How many of them were responsible young people with responsible parents? You look at Wisconsin, and you're looking at mobs of individuals, in my opinion, who had no parental supervision, who had absolutely no responsible supervision. And now...
Are you talking about the high school kids?
No, I'm talking about the adult, the teachers and the college students and the others that are in Wisconsin behaving as animals. And had they had some parental supervision...
All right, well, David, we're talking with you here this evening about what is called the Kid Tracker. It's from Bakian Technologies, specifically the one you're talking about?
That's correct. I talked to Bob Bakian, who's developed this, but there's a couple of other companies.
Now, so I'm clear, and then we'll get to some phone calls. This goes under the skin, either in the wrist or behind the, on the neck, behind the head, underneath the skull?
That is the tracker. That is the... GPS tracker that is able to, we can emit if the device can emit electromagnetic pulse, which can create the sensation of heat and vibration in the face, and that makes the kid turn and go the other way if they go beyond their allotted area. I think this is a far better solution than having a bell ring on a cell phone so that your child, my child, the people listening out there, suddenly our children are turned into nothing more than laboratory rats that respond to stimulus. No, not me.
All right, our number is, and I know you have a daughter, and my kids are out of school now, thank goodness. What a world we're living in. 877-876-7445 with David G. Hall on the Kid Tracker. Here is Michael in Sarasota, Florida, listening on WTMY. Go ahead, Michael, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, Phil, first of all, great, great show. David,
thank you.
Really, really admire your thought process, but as one who works with truancy children, and has raised four children, your point of view is simply going to continue to take our society down the wrong path. You're going to dehumanize our children. You're going to...
This is going against that.
You're going to negate the role that parents play, that schools play, that social workers play, and it's just
we're going against that.
End of our society.
What do you mean you work with truancy children? What does that mean?
I do volunteer work, sir, and help children who have had troubled problems, whether they've been 12-year-olds, high school, college, and I work with them and help them and mentor them.
That's not what you said, though. You said you work with truancy children. What does that mean?
Well, children that have had trouble. I mean, there's all specific...
So in other words, you don't even know what the word means. This is what I'm talking about. This guy doesn't even know what the word means.
David, we're talking, Michael, truancy means not attending school. Is that what you were implying? Saying troubled kids.
Part of the problem that children have is not attending school, but it's more than not attending school.
Well, what do you mean you work with them? Where do you work with them? See, we're not looking for volunteers here, Michael. We're looking at a real problem with kids not going to school. And the kids are not going to school because they don't have any parental supervision. And the parents obviously have to step up. But until they do that, I don't want Uncle Sam doing it.
I don't agree with you, it's not Uncle Sam.
Forgive me, Michael, but I don't want you to do it either. You know, I mean, I want to be able to keep track of my own kid my own way. And this tracker, the vibrating device that can put an electromagnetic bolt through his head, literally, can do that.
All right, 877-876-7445. We'll be back with David G. Hall on the Phil Henry Show.
I mean, what is that guy doing?
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
That's the Patriot Hotline here, and welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. David G. Hall is with us as we talk about GPS trackers for kids that are truants, that means not in school, and GPS trackers for kids that may either be chronically truant, or, you know, occasionally, but nonetheless, they've made their way into the sights of the school. As parents, David, you were talking about us buying or purchasing for ourselves these GPS chips that we can put in the wrists of the kids, or one that can be put under the skull that can actually influence movement.
That is correct, yes. You send out a vibration, and it influences, using very slight discomfort, where the kid's going to go. And to the guy that was talking about, see, truant means a kid that doesn't go to school. We got to educate our parents, otherwise Big Brother's going to do the same thing, because look what's going on in Wisconsin right now. We've got to tell our parents, look what these teachers are doing, look what these schools are doing. And now what they want to do is give your kid some kind of a device that will ring, and your child will respond to his teacher like a laboratory dog. And we don't want that to happen.
All right, 877-876-7445 on the Phil Henry Show. Here is George in Hesperia. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, Phil, not just GPS tracking devices. What they're not telling you is medically, these things have been found to cause cancerous-type growths. They've experimented with them, trying to control animals or to track people's personal animals. And the results have been, medically, there are problems with...
Wrong. No. No, it's not conclusive. Not conclusive at all.
No, it's not.
If that's your only fear.
Neither is cell phone technology that is found to cause cancerous growths in next to your brain when you overdo this.
Well, you know, that's the stuff of science fiction, sir, with all due respect. We don't buy into that. I think that you'll find there's GPS tracking for all kinds of situations. We do use it for pets. We do use it for small children, and I would ask you, sir, have you been to a doctor? What is your fear?
No, I wouldn't use one of these on my animal, much less my child. But I just don't.
You
medically hurt them.
No, I don't think you should worry or imagine yourself to be being experimented with by the government. Is that what you're worried about?
Well, no, I'm worried about cancerous growths next to my brain.
Cancer is what he's talking
about. No, there's not going to be any cancer. Yeah, all right, you go ahead, because thank you very much, sir, but I think what that gentleman's problem is, and you know as well as I do, we have some people who are, I better not say. I was going to say schizophrenic, and they think the government's feeding them, you know, information through their heads.
Well, look, I mean, that's what you're, you know, I agree with you, David. I don't want the government telling us what to do with our kids. But the idea that you're putting a tracking device in the skin, how is that not Big Brother?
That is not Big Brother. That is a company that I have known for a long time, Phil. I've known Bob Bakian for a long time. He's not a government employee. I've known him for a long time. And I invested in his company, and you can say to me, well, that's why you're pushing this technology. No, that's not why I'm pushing this technology. I think that's jumping to the usual typical conclusion. I am pushing this technology so that you and I as parents can control what happens to our kids, and the government doesn't. If you ask me, do I have stock in this company?
Which is what I was going to ask you, yeah.
Yes, I do have stock in the company. and you can even go so far as to ask me, well, I guess if we sell a lot of these, you're going to make money. Yes, I am. But is it wrong to make money on something you believe in? And that's why I think it's imperative for us to understand the government is doing to our children what you see on TV in Wisconsin right now. And that is basically academic rape. I don't know about you. I don't enjoy watching that. And it won't happen to my kids. I'm not going to have the government handing out bells, handing out devices whereby they can pull a string and my young person turns around and there's the government watchman telling them where to go and what to do. I'd rather have technology that I can control that is put into the skull of my child or under his skin.
And that you have a piece of the money of. You know.
Well, again, you want to be cynical.
Well, I'm not being cynical. Let's be clear here, because what you're advocating, and if I'm wrong, I'll ask my audience to, you know, well, tell me I'm wrong. 877-876-7445. If what you are proposing is far less onerous, far less of a control than what the government's doing, which is handing out little cell phones to kids and telling them to, you know, calling them and reminding them you got to be to school. If what you're saying is far less of an onerous thing, then I don't think I'd be talking to you. But I don't think I'd be talking to you this way. But when you're talking about putting a device under the skin, and also when you're talking about putting a device under the skin that gives off an electromagnetic pulse
that heats the finger, what it does is,
maybe I don't understand what that is.
No, you don't understand. What that does, and this is the device that we frankly feel is better than the one on the wrist, it goes under the skull, it emanates an electromagnetic pulse that heats and creates a sort of a prickling sensation in the face that continues to heat up until the student turns and goes back in the right direction.
And what if they don't?
Well, that's not going to be the case. That's not going to be the case. Nobody's going to keep on walking with this sensation.
Well, what if they don't? Does it get worse?
No, it does not get worse. It stays. It is what it is, which is an ever-increasing heat and a very uncomfortable neurological event until you reach that point where you are, the student is, I should say, they're a little bit incapacitated, but nothing worse than that.
Well, see, this is getting worse and worse the more you talk about it.
No, the more you talk about it, Phil, the more you talk about it, it gets worse. I'm talking to parents out there right now.
No, before you do that, if I want to track my child, a truant, okay?
Yes.
And I want to use an electromagnetic device or a GPS tracking device, and I use that electromagnetic device or GPS tracking device, and one of the things that it does is create discomfort in the child if that child goes beyond a certain area. I don't think I want to do that.
What you want to do is hand over the control to the federal government, to the Ministry of Fear. Is that what you want to do?
No, I do not want to do that either, but I...
Well, you're going to have to choose. You're going to have to choose. Either the government, the school district, starts to tell your kid when and how and what, or we take back our children and we take back our society. And
well, taking back our society, to me, you just said something about how, you know, if the kid keeps walking...
You're still on this GPS, you're on the kid tracker.
Yeah, I'm on the kid tracker. Why would I not be on that? To me, that sounds like a very dangerous device.
What happens is the kid walks beyond the area that he's supposed to be in, okay?
Okay.
I don't know why his face keeps heating up, and the sensation of an electromagnetic vibration continues to get more pronounced until the worst thing that happens is what happened to that young lady, Serene Branson. You begin to blather. Just you sound like an idiot. Okay, you're following me, right?
Well, no, I'm not following you.
Why not?
I don't understand that at all. And I you see, this is a dangerous device, is what you're telling me.
No, it is not a dangerous. Boy, I got to tell you, that's... You know,
the fact that you own stock?
I own some stock, and I think it's wrong of you to come on this program and say it's dangerous knowing that I own stock. And
no, David, I didn't say that because you own stock. I said...
No, knowing that I own stock.
Well, you know, if I knew it, I knew it. If I didn't, I didn't. But I'm telling you, I cannot sit here and talk about this to my audience and not get all of the facts out. You're telling me now that this thing will heat up the skin. It causes an electromagnetic sensation of some kind until finally an individual's, somehow their motor skills are gone and they can't speak.
Yes, that's right. And what happens is a student, if they're, unless they're a complete idiot, and I say that with the greatest of respect, they've already turned around and gone back. They haven't reached the point of complete, you know, speech shutdown. You know what we're calling non-communicated state, which is you can't communicate to any human being.
This is, to my way of thinking, David. Thank you, and hang on. I believe that this sounds like a very, very dangerous device. I don't want my kids being told, you know, necessarily morning, noon, and night what to do by the federal government, but putting a GPS tracking device on them that can cause speech failure, that can cause the face to heat up, electromagnetic shock. Not me. 877-876-7445 for your calls for David G. Hall. Plus, still to come tonight, Larry Grover on the GOP-led House defunding of Planned Parenthood. Here on Radio for Patriots, by Patriots, right wing, Phil Hendry.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL.
The other people.
That's 877-876-7445.
When did you invest?
At the turn of around 1999, 2000.
We're with David G. Hall, our Vice President of Syndication, who is talking about the, just came back from the roundtable between business and educators, and we're discussing truancy. The solution by the school districts is to give the kid a cell phone that they have to be answering, some kind of a device that also tracks them. The solution offered by David and some other business people is GPS tracking chips, one of which would actually control behavior, and that's the part that and you are saying that this has little to do with Big Brother, that it's a solution from the Big Brother approach of government, and that's a hard one for me to fathom. Let's get to a phone call, though. 877-876-7445. Terry in Hillsboro, Oregon. Go ahead, Terry. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. This guy, what's his name, David? Is he some kind of a wacko or what? I mean, planting a GPS chip in a kid's skull? I mean, when are we going to stop having the government control our lives?
The government's not controlling your life. It's not the government. Parents do this, so the government doesn't. This is a way of controlling where our kids are. We've got truant kids, and we need to know where they are. Now, I don't know if you have any children, but for those of us who do, we want to make sure.
I have five children. I have five grandchildren. And
okay, don't you want to know where they are? You don't want them...
My kids know where my grandchildren are, and if they're not where they're supposed to be, they get punished. They get grounded. They get their cell phone taken away from them.
That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about, sir. Only this is an evolution for parents, where you are able to put a chip just inside under the child's skull so that when they go where they're not supposed to go, the parent or a neighbor can control the electromagnetic pulse.
That's crazy.
You understand what I'm saying?
You don't put
stuff like that
in people's bodies. I mean, they're not a dog with a microchip. They're human beings.
No, they're not dogs. That's how the government wants to treat your child.
Well, but the part that I don't like here is that the chip, this kid tracker, emanates some kind of a signal that causes discomfort.
Yeah, well, let me ask Terry. Wouldn't you spank a child if the child did something wrong? This is less than a spanking. This is simply heating up the skin under the eyes and on the extremities so that the child knows they've gone too far.
Yeah, but you just said that if they go ahead, Terry. I apologize.
I didn't say anything. I said if they go too far, they can't speak.
Too far away, then he loses his control to speak. He loses his control to
to function properly. And then what happens? Some pervert scoops them up off the street and takes them where and does what? You know, it's the parents' responsibility.
Well, you know, you're making a leap between a kid not being able to speak, therefore a pervert. What is that? I mean, what kid wants to go through that discomfort? None. They will turn around and go back to where they're supposed to be.
That's
ridiculous.
You would put one of these in your kid's head? Is that what you're saying?
Sir, let me tell you, I own stock in the company.
Well, that's another thing that we haven't even gotten into. You own stock in the company.
A lot of foolish people have bought stock in companies that went under. Now, if you're going to be that foolish to invest your hard-earned money in a harebrained idea like this, you deserve to lose your money.
Harebrained?
Yeah, harebrained. You are. I think you're harebrained.
I want to ask you, you've got 5 children, 5 grandchildren, okay? I agree with you, Terry. I agree with you that I want the government out of my life. I want it out of my pockets. I certainly don't want them messing around with my kids. So what do? I need to keep track of that kid so the government doesn't do it for me. You can say to the government, you're going to keep...
The government's not going to give you a cell phone. Who's going to pay for the cell phones the school district wants to give
you? We have a truancy problem, and that's what the solution is now. You're going to pay for it. Me, I'm going to pay for it.
No, I'm not going to pay for it. And any
that's what they're telling you going to do.
Any elected official who tries to do that, I'm going to vote him out of office.
Well, until such time, they're going to be... You talk about being treated like a dog. Your kid has to carry a cell phone, and every time the bell rings, your child, my child, they've got to salivate and wag their tail like a dog in a laboratory. Not me.
Oh, come on. In my opinion, that's better than having a kid...
I think you've been reading too many science fiction novels, dude. I'm 61 years old.
Too many comic books. I'm reading too many comic books. Is that it? How do you like that? That hurts.
Well, it does.
Sorry.
It sounds
sometimes the truth hurts.
All right, brother. Thank you for your call, Terry. It does sound like it. Here is William in Cape Cod. Well, you're talking about a device under the skull. William, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil, I have one of these in my backyard. It's for my dog. It's an invisible fence. It can only go so far. This guy's office rocker. What kind of city council town meeting or school board is going to okay this? And you notice he's dropping the thing. It's a great stock. Why don't we all buy it? I don't know, Phil. I only turned in lately. But did he give the number?
Let me ask you something. What do you do if your kids don't show up for school? Do you let the government take over and track your kid down and punish your kid? Or do you want to control that yourself? Because the government's going to do it if you don't. This device... Simply
I'll be expecting a spam email from you about buying stock in this company. And I'm sure you'll be giving Phil the number. Give me the 1-800 number, Phil. Have everybody invest in my thing. Tell everybody else, don't even waste your time.
No, sir, I don't have any such number. I am simply saying that this is a device that will help you. What about kids that are kidnapped? What about kids that are lost that way? How are you going to find them then? You'll come running to me and ask for one of these if your kid gets stolen and you want suddenly a way to track the child. This doesn't...
I don't know if you're a parent, but you're not a parent if you're doing that to your child. Let me tell you
something. Let me ask you something, David. If a child is...
If you can't keep your kid to go to school and get them there...
If a child is kidnapped and they have that device, that tracker under the skull, the further the kid gets taken, oh, my God.
Oh, so you're laughing.
The vet did one to my dog. That's what I'm worried about. My children wouldn't
We're not talking about what dog... No, what they do to a dog is they ring a bell like Pavlov's dogs, and the dog says, I'm not doing that to your kid. You put the chip in your kid's head, and then their eyes heat up.
Thank you very much, William, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Did you have a demonstration of this?
Yeah, we did, and we had a young man. We have a recording of that. Jerry is here, who's from the company. They had a recording of this young man who was... let's just go ahead and play this recording. This is a young man who has the chip that is under the skull. It's actually this BB that's under the skull, Phil. The young man going to a high school in the Los Angeles area. And the guy that I just talked to with all of his one-liners and his little cuties that he got in, you listen to this, pal, and tell me that you won't be running for the Yellow Pages looking for my number. Here is that tape recording, Phil, and Jerry, whenever you're ready. I don't know. What? No.
I don't want to. I'm just not going to go to school today, man. They can stick it. I don't want to go to school, and no one can make me do it. Huh? Yeah, I'll see you at your sister's. Billy, you okay? You heard that, Phil, and that was a young man.
What was that?
You want me to play it again?
I heard an electro charge of some kind.
That's the bolt of electricity that will go through the kid's skull, but you can't hear it or see it. That's why I dummied up, you know, the sound of it.
David.
Whoa. What's with the, David? So you think I'm not telling the truth?
No, I think what you've done, just like the gentleman said, you've invested in something that, you know, thanks very much.
You hung up on him again.
I know I hung up on him again. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Joining us next is Larry Grover to discuss the GOP, the GOP-led defunding of Planned Parenthood. Whoa-ho! Big, big move. We'll talk about it next hour on the world-famous Radio for Patriots by Patriots Phil Henry Show.
I'm cutting school.